My entitled family went on a last-minute secret vacation to Hawaii and decided not to tell me about it until they were there. And now I feel like I don't even know my own family and that I'm completely left out of all of their activities. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. Okay, to start things out, I have always been really close with my family, and maybe this is why this hurts so much. My parents and my brother all live in the United States, so they have limited vacation time, but do make enough money to go on a few nights trips every year. I live in Europe and recently went back to school, so I have plenty of weeks of vacation, but not a whole lot of disposable income at the moment. My family and I try to meet up somewhere once a year since I moved away 7 years ago. This year, we were talking about coming to my country for Christmas since they were too busy moving to go anywhere with me during the summer. Now, I like this idea too, since we had not had the chance to spend Christmas together as a family in many years, mostly because they rarely have more than a few days off during the holidays. I was excited to show them the Christmas markets and parades around my town because it is one of my favorite times of the year, and I had learned a few recipes I wanted to make for them too. Well, I tried helping them plan it for months, but they always came up with some sort of excuse, such as plane tickets still being too expensive, or just saying that my brother doesn't like the cold weather. I tried to suggest elsewhere, but everywhere that wasn't beach weather was considered too cold for my brother, even though this guy visits Alaska frequently. They said they would probably skip coming for Christmas and just save up money for the summer so we could do something fun together as a family. Now, I was fine with this, a bit disappointed that I couldn't see them this year, but I understood their reasoning at the time and I just brushed it off and moved on. Well, that is until the week of Thanksgiving. My brother asked for the week off and the three of them decided to go for a last-minute, week-long trip to Hawaii together. They sent me pictures of them in matching outfits as well as them on the beach. They called me for a few minutes on Thanksgiving Day, but then cut me off because my mom and brother wanted to go to the beach. They didn't even talk to me much the entire week. They just sent me pictures and videos of them having fun, and that's about it. They didn't even bother inviting me at all, which would have been really nice at least. My mom waited until they got home and called me to tell me about how much fun they had and said she wished I could have been there. I then made a passing remark, saying that it would have been nice if we could have done something as a family this year. She then said they planned it last minute and that she wasn't doing this today, all before hanging up on me. I texted her explaining how hurt I was, and she then made it seem like she was looking for flights to my country again, but then sent a frowny face saying that they were even more expensive. But I said that it wouldn't have been so bad if she booked the flights a few months in advance like I suggested. She then said that it was too hard to plan that far in advance. So I then brought up the three cruises they had planned 6 months in advance for that year, and she said those were different since they were going with friends. I now have the impression they simply just don't want to see me because when they want something, they usually make it happen. I don't even care if they do anything extravagant. I just wanted to see them. At this point, I just removed my whole family from my Snapchat and I stopped talking to my mom because it was just making me upset and I need to focus on my upcoming exams. I feel like I'm not even part of the family anymore. I found out a few months ago that they had made a family group chat but didn't include me, so when my mom slipped up and told me about it, they made another one with me in it that they barely even use. So I just left that too. I love my family, but this is starting to really break my heart. I feel like I'm being pushed out, and when I talk to them about it, they just make excuses or tell me that I'm overreacting. I can't seem to properly communicate to them how much they hurt me, because I really wanted to see them this year. I'm trying to plan a trip to the United States to visit them again during my spring break, but I feel like they don't really want to see me, because when I brought it up to my mom, she just replied with the dates of their next cruise, which was apparently around the same time. I have no idea what to do anymore. I feel like my relationship with them just keeps getting worse and worse, but they just simply don't care. I feel broken. I really miss them. They always send me souvenirs from their trips to show that they are thinking of me, but I want to see them. I don't want any objects. Luckily, I have new plans for the holidays, so I won't be alone or anything like that, but I'm still hurting. I don't really even expect to hear from them until Christmas, honestly. And that is truly heartbreaking, and I seriously don't know what to do. Yeah, your family really is acting as if they never want to see you again. I cannot understand for a second why they would act like that. I mean, are they even family in the first place anymore? Like, these people seriously have made every excuse under the sun to prevent you from ever seeing them ever again. And it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't sound like you've done anything malicious or anything vindictive towards them. It just seems like because you moved out out of the country, they suddenly are like, okay, well, I'm not going to deal with you anymore. Like, that's the impression that I get, and that's really disappointing. I mean, you very easily could have booked a flight to go to Hawaii as well, and at least enjoyed some kind of time with your family, but they scheduled it all without your knowledge, completely leaving you out to dry. And that is so unfair, it's not even funny. So your family completely are just massive jerks. They have made every effort to try and prevent you from being in their lives, and hopefully something can change in the future, because you do not deserve this kind of treatment in the slightest. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. Am I the Jerk for refusing to make lasagna for a Christmas party after last year when my mother-in-law threw it on the ground in a fit of rage? Here's what happened. So I've been together with my husband for the last 7 years. I'm a 30-year-old female and he is 31 years old. We're married for 3 years and we dated for 4. My mother-in-law has also always hosted Christmas ever since I've known him. Now, I've always made lasagna for Christmas and other special occasions. I'm essentially the family lasagna maker, and I honestly really don't mind since I love to cook and bake. However, last year my mother-in-law decided to make lasagna based off what she saw me doing when she was at my house, and also she used a recipe that she found on the internet. I was surprised that she prepared a pan of her own, but I didn't say anything, and I even got a small piece. Well, let me just tell you that it did not taste good, and it was barely touched, whilst mine was almost half gone towards the end of the dinner. Well, this infuriated my mother-in-law, and she wound up doing a rant about how everyone loves me more than her, and then she tried to throw my lasagna in the trash. And when I say she tried, I mean that it mainly ended up on the floor. My husband and I very quickly left after that, and my mother-in-law has not apologized for it since. Well, yesterday, she called me to confirm what I was making for Christmas this year, and on her list of things I should make was lasagna. Well, I politely said I wasn't going to make lasagna due to last year's incident, and I'd be happy to make anything else. My mother-in-law wasn't as polite and called me vindictive for refusing to make the lasagna over a small mistake. I just refused again, and it made my mother-in-law angrier, so she told me that unless I show up with lasagna in hand, she wouldn't let me be at the Christmas celebration. My husband says it's easier to just make the lasagna to keep the peace, and I should not hold my mother-in-law's mistake that she made out of anger against her. Word eventually got to my sister-in-law and brother-in-law from my mother-in-law, and they're saying I should also make it, even if it's just half of what I usually make. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? Honestly, I don't blame you in the slightest. This was not a mistake, by the way. This lady did that on purpose. She didn't just accidentally freak out and throw your lasagna on the floor. It wasn't an accident when she said, "You guys like her more than me." She did that all intentionally, all to make a scene. So in my opinion, the way you're handling it is perfect. There's no way in the world I would ever put up with that for a second. I would not allow this woman to push me around and force me with some kind of ultimatum to bend to this mother-in-law's wishes and make a lasagna. Now, if she apologized or said something like, "Oh, I'm sorry for the way I acted last year," or something along those lines, then sure, we could discuss me making lasagna and bringing it to the Christmas party. But in my opinion, the apology needs to come first. Like, in my opinion, that's a big deal for me personally, and I am definitely not okay just letting something like that go, especially when it was so targeted and directed towards you. And honestly, your husband is a pushover. This guy would rather bend to his mother's wishes, probably like he's done his entire life, instead of defending his wife and saying, "No, you're not going to talk to her like that." But instead, he's being like, "Honey, just make the lasagna. Let's keep the peace." Like, seriously, I don't think that's okay in the slightest. I think he really should have your back on this one, and in my opinion, this is an easy situation to solve. Because I know if I was in the original poster's shoes, I would stick to my plan and refuse to make anything for them. And if that means I can't show up to their stupid Christmas party, then so be it. Because honestly, I didn't want to go in the first place. ButcherBox offers incredible deals on premium cuts that you can't really find at the grocery store. And sure, talk really can be cheap, but when my ButcherBox order came to my doorstep, I was surprised by not only how fast it got to my house, but also just by how much I actually got in my order. I mean, it's one thing to really customize your box and make a curated plan for what you want, but once it was sitting on my kitchen counter, that's when I realized this really is super convenient. Especially when I go to the grocery store, and everything's so expensive now. And this, I think, is really where ButcherBox has come in clutch for me, because I now don't have to go to the grocery store nearly as much. I was able to save some money by having meat in my fridge from ButcherBox, and that's a massive win for me. Sign up for ButcherBox today by going to butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK at checkout and enjoy your choice of bone-in chicken thighs, top sirloins, or salmon in every box for an entire year, plus get $20 off. Again, that's butcherbox.com/jerk and use code jerk.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My fiance was caught cheating on camera at her bachelorette party, and now I've decided to cancel the wedding altogether, refusing to want to get back together with my fiance after she betrayed my trust and lied to me about the nature of her bachelorette party. And I now feel so sick to my stomach, and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. My fiance and I have been together for almost 7 years now. I'm a 32-year-old male, and she is 29 years old, and we were supposed to get married next month. Before all this happened, we had no issues with cheating or any big fights. This is the first time anything like this has ever happened between us. About 2 weeks ago, my fiance approached me and asked me if I would be open to us having a bachelor's and bachelorette party. Now, this was something that made me very uncomfortable. Personally, I believe that these kinds of parties only serve to encourage infidelity before a couple even gets married, and that they are not something that I would be interested in. I expressed that to my fiance, but she told me that if we did have them, they would just be friends hanging out with us celebrating our future wedding, and that we wouldn't have the stereotypical last night of freedom kind of party. After talking for a bit and establishing some boundaries, we agreed to have the parties on the same day, which happened to be this past Wednesday. When Wednesday came around, my friends came over to our place for a game of Dungeons and Dragons that was supposed to be themed around my character getting married, while my fiance went out with her friends for a pub crawl. I was having fun with my friends until about roughly 3 hours into our game, when one of my fiance and I's mutual friends texted me and told me that we needed to talk. Obviously, I immediately became concerned and asked her what was going on, but she said that she didn't feel comfortable discussing over text messaging and said she'd rather speak to me in person. This really messed me up, and for the next hour, I couldn't really focus on anything else because I kept wondering what could possibly be so important that she wanted to come over and talk to me. By the time she arrived, my friends and I had already wrapped things up, so I was waiting for her to come along. She came in and asked for us to sit down and talk, which is right when she revealed to me that my fiance used the party as an opportunity to cheat on me. I immediately felt like Mike Tyson had punched me in the chest. This was exactly what I was afraid of when my fiance first approached me about having these parties, and she was the one who assured me that this was the farthest thing from her mind. Until then, I had no reason not to trust her, so I believed her. I felt so stupid for not seeing this coming. I asked my friend friend if she was sure about what happened, and then she showed me a video of my fiancé kissing some guy at the bar. Apparently, this video was shared in a group chat that my fiancé and her friends were on to plan the party out. I honestly don't know how I didn't break down crying when I was showed that video. I felt like I was gonna throw up. There was the woman I was supposed to spend the rest of my life with, kissing another man while her friends cheered her on. This next part is my friend's recollection of the events that led up to the cheating, so I don't have a whole lot of details. But apparently, my fiance's maid of honor spent the entire night complaining that I wouldn't let them have a traditional bachelorette party, and that I was too controlling and jealous. My fiance didn't push back on any of it, and just kept drinking and having fun. At some point, some of the women noticed that she had been getting attention from some of the men, which is when the maid of honor started to encourage her to flirt. My fiance gave some weak resistance, but eventually she gave in and approached one of the guys at the bar. This is the point where our mutual friend became uncomfortable and left the party early. She was still in the group chat where the video was shared. I thank my friend for telling me what happened and asked her to forward me the evidence, along with anything else that might end up being shared with her. After she left was when I finally broke down crying. I then texted my fiance, telling her that I knew the wedding was off. Just a few minutes later, my phone was flooded with text messages from her and her friends. They even tried adding me to the group chat where they shared the video of her kissing the other man. She got home about 30 minutes later, and she was crying when she came in and begged me not to call off the wedding. She was telling me that she was drunk and that she didn't know what came over her. She claimed that she didn't do anything other than kissing him, and that I was the one that she loved. I stayed silent throughout all of her crying, which I think only made her more desperate. She kept saying how sorry she was, how it would never happen again, and how she would cut off all the friends that were at her party. I told her that I didn't want to talk about what happened and that the wedding was still off. I also told her that she could call her friends over and have the traditional party she obviously wanted so much because I was leaving. This then made her even more desperate, and I kid you not, she then tried to block the door to prevent me from leaving. I just stayed silent while packing my bag, then called my sister over and asked her if I could stay with her for a couple of days. I have now been at my sister's house for the last few days, calling friends and family to tell them the wedding is off. I haven't told anyone other than my sister the reason, and I just feel so humiliated. My now ex has been calling and texting me every day for the past 2 days. My sister has been offering me support, but I just don't know what to do next. I feel so lost. Despite everything that happened, I still love her. So should I hear my fiance out? Should I tell people the reason the wedding is off? Is there any hope for reconciliation? What should I do? This is a messy situation, and I think you need to be careful moving forward. I mean, you've clearly outlined several options of how to handle this, and I think all of those could have a place in some kind of conversation, but it really comes down to how you feel. And based on the way you reacted and the way that you're talking, it really seems like you want nothing to do with her, and that you definitely don't want to get married. But in my opinion, from my own experience and expectations in a relationship, if I was in your shoes, there's no way I would ever go back to your fiance. She completely lied to you about the nature of this party, and even when she was at this bachelorette party, she literally set herself up for failure by allowing herself to be in that kind of situation in the first place. I don't care for a second if she was drunk or not. If that was me being confronted with my fiance cheating on me on camera, there is no way I personally would ever try to work this out and find any kind of middle ground with the way that she feels. Because here's the thing, she is completely in the wrong. What she did is messed up. There's no good excuse for it. And being drunk is not a good enough excuse. You're an adult for crying out loud. She should have known better and done more to prevent this kind of thing from happening. Also, if this were me, I would be telling everybody the reason why the wedding's off. Like, I would not personally feel the need to be private in the slightest. My fiance cheated on me and I have video evidence. Like, you don't need much more than that to prove your case and be like, yeah, she totally cheated on me. So regardless of what you decide to do, I'm just really sorry that you're going through this. I'm sure this is such a difficult time, and this is probably like super devastating for you and your life. And hopefully this all gets worked out for you in the end. Am I the jerk for telling on the coach of the team I was up against and eventually getting him fired? Here's what happened. Okay, to start things out, I would just like to say that I had no intention of getting this guy fired. I simply wanted them to explain to him that what he did is not okay. So I was warming up with the girls on the team that I play on while our coach was talking to the coach on the other team. After a while, our coach walked over to us and told us that most of the girls on the other team used to or also play football, so they may play rough and get called up for it throughout the game, namely pushing us over and running into us or stuff like that. that. Which, by the way, this is a non-contact sport. About halfway through the game, the ball was down our end. I could have stood in the middle third, but our attack was strong, and I was more defense, so I just stood on their end. When the coach of the other team moved closer and called over a girl on his team that was standing a little in front of me in the middle of the court, she jogged over. I couldn't hear what he was saying to her, but he pointed directly at me. Now, I didn't listen in, and it did seem really creepy, so I just shrugged it off. Well, the ball was down at their end, and I was running trying to get the ball, and all the players were all in one big crowd trying to grab it, when I felt a hand grab my forearm, and I felt burning pain down my arm from my wrist to my elbow. I looked down, and there was 3 scratch marks across my arm stopping at my elbow. And trust me, when I say this, it was not looking good. I eventually got her to let go, and once I looked up, it was the girl the coach talked to during the game. I was caught off guard, and she took this as an opportunity to stomp on my ankle really hard. As a side note, I was wearing an ankle support on it, as it was very weak already. There were so many players crowded around trying to grab the ball that somehow the umpires didn't see it. After the game, I told my mother what happened, and trust me when I say this, she was very angry, and she called up their sporting club to complain. We thankfully knew the coach's name, as he was wearing a name tag. About a week later, we heard the news. I mean, his team was located in our town, as it's a pretty small country town, so news travels really fast here. We heard that he has been fired, and he had 3 little kids at home, and he really did need that job. Now, I did not want to get him fired. I just wanted him to have the rules explained to him. I feel really bad that he has kids at home that he can't provide for, and I really feel like it's my fault. So honestly, am I the jerk for telling on this coach? What should I do? Let me tell you something real quick. This is not your fault. You did not do anything wrong in this scenario, and I definitely do not think that you're the jerk. Let's get the facts straight real quick. This guy intentionally was trying to hurt other players. He wanted that other girl to break your ankle and scratch your arm so bad that you have to step out of the game. Like, that is seriously not okay. I don't care how badly someone wants to win, when you start resorting to violence that isn't associated with the game, you are then, in my eyes, completely cheating, and you should be punished for those actions. So trust me, you did not get this guy fired. He got himself fired for acting the way that he did. Like, this guy instructed one of the players to physically attack you. Last I checked, scratching your arm and really damaging you, as well as stomping your already weak ankle, in my opinion, is not a part of any sport that I know of. This guy was just trying to do damage and take you off the court, if not worse. And sure, he might not have been the one stomping your ankle or scratching your arm, but he is the one who gave the order. And in my opinion, he absolutely deserves to get fired. He should not be coaching kids in any way, shape, or form. So no, you are not the jerk. This guy absolutely deserved to get fired. And because you spoke up, you probably stopped this guy from getting other players hurt as well. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.